Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Broussard, B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D. Chief complaint, I know I have COVID. Number one, nausea. Number two, leg pain. Next one is right calf pain. Next one is right shoulder pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is swelling in the neck. Next one is headache. Next one is low-grade temperature. Our patient is a 67-year-old woman who is actively working. She's working full-time as a post office employee delivering mail to the rural, R-U-R-A-L, homes in the Cleveland area, period. In the paragraph, she's single. She's been single forever, period. In the paragraph, she has allergy and drug allergy medication. The only thing she takes is lisinopril. She is not taking Crestor in big letter. That's important because of Paxlovid that she may be taking. She's taking metformin ER from time to time, but not regularly, and lisinopril and aspirin only when she feels like it. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Medical problems, patient has metabolic syndrome, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, some kind of colon cancer in 1983. Patient's maintenance, colonoscopy is up to date, mammogram, she needs one, ordered one today, family history, diabetes, no breast cancer, no colon cancer, immunization, doesn't believe in COVID immunization. Today she's awake, she's alert, but she suffers from multiple issues and problems that was noted above, including runny nose, headache, fever, nausea, abdominal pain, right shoulder pain, right leg pain, right calf pain, neck swelling, lymphadenopathy in the neck, and history of thyroid cyst that she needs to recheck today. Period. Her last little blood test was reviewed from 4/28/22. Showed a hemoglobin A1C of 6.6. 182 pounds, 97, 98.6, 16, 71, 137 over 83. Weight has been stable. Heart positive, swan positive to lungs, few ronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, urological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema. Patient's COVID test is negative at this time. I explained to the patient that this might turn out positive later. Nevertheless, at this time we're going to treat her with Rocephin, a gram, Decadron 10 milligram, Medrol dose pack, and a Z-pack, period. If there she needs a mammogram, ASAP, or one ordered. Next number, lab work up to date. Next number is while on steroids, must take metformin, 500 milligram ER once a day. Next number is must check blood sugars. Next number is if the blood sugars are elevated, put my orders, will call me. Next number is patient was given a prescription for Paxlovid, but not to fail till she rechecks her COVID status tomorrow once again, because most likely she has COVID, but it's not turned up positive. Next number, when it turns up positive, she will take the Paxlovid, and that's the only time. Next number is because of palpitations. We looked at her heart and compared it to last year with no significant change. Next number, she does have a thyroid cyst, 0.3 centimeter on the right side, no significant change. Patient has no evidence of DVT in the lower extremity. Next patient has no evidence of DVT in the upper extremity. Next number, abdominal ultrasound, which was done for nausea, is within normal limits. Next number is near aortic aneurysm was noted. Next number is pelvic ultrasound, shows no evidence of fluid collection. Next number is patient does have copious lymphadenopathy in the neck along with a thyroid cyst that was mentioned. Next number, come back in 3 days. Next number is if you take aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Next number is vitamin D, 10,000 units a day. Next one is, if not better, in 3 days to return. Next one is, do not take Crestor, which she's not taking anyway while on Paxlovid. We discussed this. Next one is, baby aspirin and metformin ER and the vitamin D she will start on her own. Next one is, continue with lisinopril. Next number, complications of COVID-19 discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.